Tell me a little bit about yourself, Mayor Williams. I know you're a former teacher and school administrator, but you actually have just been elected to your second term.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a son of the East. I'm a country boy from Eastern North Carolina.
I love that.
And, came to school here in Durham and just been here ever since. True Durhamite. And, yeah, my wife and I own a restaurant called Ekaya, Zoilies Ekaya, here at the Great American Tobacco Campus. So I'm an entrepreneur, elected official, and educator. And I take those practices and life lessons and experiences into my daily leadership.
Well, you're also an NC Central graduate, which I just absolutely love. And you earned your bachelor's degree in music education. I think that's awesome.
Yep. Sure did, yeah.
Jazz, what instruments?
Classical tubas.
See, there you go. I was going to say, what instruments do you play? And you beat me to it. That's wonderful. But you also have your master's degree in educational leadership, which is really your focus. And I love that you have focused on that. But let me kind of go second to a different topic, the HEART program. You really stress the HEART program, and there's a reason, because it's creating an environment where people feel safe, and it's your city's approach toward public safety. Tell me about the HEART program.
So the HEART program was a meet in the middle concept, and it derived from the Defund the Police movement, and that was just something I was not going to tolerate. I thought that, you know, defunding the police was an irresponsible activist approach, but I understood what they were ultimately wanting, and it was much more of a compassionate approach to policing, and I could agree with that. And so in Durham, the city manager explored options, and we tried this concept of having not necessarily a police unit that would be unarmed, but a different approach to public safety altogether that would supplement our police department. And that is what we did. And that's how we came up with the HEART program, which HEART is an acronym, Holistic Empathetic and Holistic Empathetic Assistance Response Team. And, you know, just like last night, it was 14 degrees. Our HEART team was out and about looking, you know, scouring the streets, making sure that there was no person left unhoused, unsheltered last night. We're now diving into how we are, you know, yes, expanding our public safety apparatus, but also addressing our homeless problem that we have in Durham, just like every other city. Mm-hmm. But we have this resource that's panning out to be quite resourceful and effective for us. And you can call 911 in emergencies that one may have. And we have HEART embedded in the 911 center as well. And if it's more like a confrontation or something non-lethal, then you won't know it, but we'll send the appropriate response. It's the right response at the right time. And usually it's HEART, if not, you know, needed, if you don't need necessarily an officer that's armed. So it's a great resource for us.
It really is. And cities across the country are really looking at this program to develop their own empathetic response programs. Yeah.
Yep. CNN covered it and did a beautiful documentary on it. And I traveled the country with our director and our chief of police talking about this program, this resource, and how it works in such a beautiful supplementing way with our police department.
Well, I know it hit you over the weekend with the situation with Brown University and being a Durham student that was actually injured in this. Yeah. So, but you know, your goal with HEART is really to create a community where kids, and I love this part of your State of the City address this year, regardless of their neighborhood, can feel safe taking a bike ride or horsing around on the playground. You know, that is our goal, isn't it? For our children to be happy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Children should be able to be children. You know, and the volatility that we are dealing with in politics from the national level to the local level, there's one way to push back on it, and that's civility.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Now, I'm going to go over to your innovation team. Talk to me about your innovation team, because you're really engaging community members and creating just a beautiful city. Talk to me about
Absolutely. That. Yeah. So the innovation team is, I should call it the city's agility team.
I like that.
They are the team that is flexible enough and agile enough to take on new ideas, and bring them to fruition. For example, I sometimes give the staff a heart attack because I'll say a statistic or a goal that I want to address, such as I want to bring homelessness down, decrease it by 10% each year. I think we can truly do that. Mm-hmm. Now, dealing with the bureaucracy, they think process-driven initially, and they are like, oh my gosh, how are we going to make that happen? Well, my goal is to set the vision. Their goal is to carry it out.
Mm-hmm.
I said I want to reduce crime by 50%. We're down 26%, and that's just the relationship building alone. So now we're launching a massive public safety reduction, public safety plan by way of a violent crime reduction strategy, which includes a significant increase in positive reinforcement for our young people. And the innovation team is carrying out that goal with our heart team director mm-hmm. as well. And we're starting that on Wednesday of this week.
Wow.
So they take on, you know, I'll just tell you this real quick. There are over 600 acres of land in Durham that are underutilized, that are dilapidated and overgrowth with weeds. Well, the innovation team basically bought in goats. I said, I want to turn those unused acres of land into pocket parks.
What a great idea. Yeah.
And the goats clear-cutted the land, and now we're starting to bring community members in with the goats to actually build out those pocket parks. So it's just innovative ideas that we can do with the city.
That's exactly what you need. And I am telling you, I'm going to be coming to festivals. So I'm very excited about that. But the last thing I'm going to ask you about here, I mean, I could keep you on for about an hour talking to you, Mayor Williams, but the personal finance playbook. I love this because, you know, we don't know enough about how to handle our finances. So talk to me about the personal finance playbook that you launched as well.
Yeah, so I have a position that works directly with me and reports to me, the special assistant to the mayor. I give credit to Derek Stanfield, who I was able to help get into Harvard, you know, and he's now at Harvard Law. But while he was with me, I told him, I said, you know, I'm so tired of people just looking to one individual, expecting that one individual to solve their life's problems. But if we could empower everyone to see how they could solve their own problems with resources and have access to resources and information, wouldn't it be a better community? And he said, absolutely, boss. He went and found a grant with the African American Mayors Association, applied for it. We went to the workshops, and we got that $35,000 grant. Yeah. And we went on a citywide tour doing financial literacy workshops. And this became the personal finance playbook. You would know how to manage your credit, manage your checking account, savings account, balance checkbooks, learn how to buy a home, understand the stock market, cryptocurrency, you name it. It was in that tour, and we partnered with churches and community organizations. And we went around and organized it with those groups and the real estate, the Triangle Realtors Association. It was just an amazing experience, and people loved it.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you one last question. I'm running way late, but this past August, you worked with the United Way of the Greater Triangle and the Triangle Community Foundation to launch the Bull City Future Fund. Can you tell me a bit about that, finally, as our final question?
Yes, there was a shooting, and someone called me. I can't remember her name, mm-hmm. the elderly lady. She said, Mayor, what are you going to do about this? And I said, I can tell you what we can do, but I can't do it by myself.
Right.
And she said, well, I'll give you a dollar. You know, I'll take it.
I love it.
I'll take it. And what that showed me was people are willing to invest in our young people because it was a shooting with young people involved.
Yeah.
They're willing to invest, but we need to give them an easy, accessible way to do it. And if we could invest in our young people, our future, we could invest in the work that's being done with and around and for them that will save their lives, keep them activated and engaged in a positive manner. The Bull City Future Fund does just that. We call United Way of the Greater Triangle and the Triangle Community Foundation. I said, you hold the money and you manage the money and disperse it. And I'm going to ask everyone to donate to investing in our youth-driven organizations, youth-led organizations. And we gave out the first round of $300,000, and I'm still raising money to reach that $1 million mark. We're at about $680,000 now, and I'll invite your listeners to go to BullCityFutureFund.com and just donate, whether it's a dollar or $100,000, but whatever you can, you are investing in saving the young people of this city and this community's lives. They're our future.
They really are. And Mayor Williams, I hate to even let you go. I'm going to have you back on because I want to talk about the Fayetteville Street Corridor. I want to talk about everything that you're doing, your education work, because that is so, I know that's one of your passions. But thank you so much for being on with us. And please, everyone, go and do check out that BullCityFutureFund.com. Go to Mayor Williams' page and look at all the goals that he has for Durham. Thank you so much for being with us, Mayor Williams.
Happy anytime. I'll be back. Thank you so much.